Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Swab.
Swab.
Suture.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm going in. There seems to be some sort of blockage here. My God, it's huge. Okay, I'm going to pull it out and have a look. Good God, what is that?
Why, it's Bill Everett on Celtica Radio. The Underground Edition has got just what it takes.
The Underground Edition with Bill Everett. Never been the same since, and it's a brand new update live from Celtica Radio at a little after 20:30 hours Greenwich Mean Time, 9:30 p.m. in the United Kingdom, and it's nice to have your company. I was sleeping on a cloud when an angel awakened me with a warm, gentle voice of a heavenly breeze. She said, I'm Magdalena, I've come to speak with you. In whatever words I've spoken, we shall always speak the truth. Oh, Magdalena, how did you find me here? Sleeping on this cloud, far from that city crowd. How did you find me here? Are you my patron saint, or is this a fairy tale? Oh, Magdalena, how did you find me here? As I rose up before, wiping the sleep from my eyes, she asked, is this your paradise? I replied, since a boy, I've always dreamed alone. And far from the busy world, I made this cloud my own. I rolled the dice, a gypsy read my cards. My fortune's been told by Madame Zen, but I've never with a halo above her head. Oh, Magdalena, how did you find me here? Sleeping on this cloud, far from that city crowd. Oh, Magdalena, how did you find me here? Are you my patron saint, or is this a fairy tale? Oh, Magdalena, how did you find me here? Then she wrapped me in wings and whispered in a quiet tone, we almost dreamed, my love, but we must not dream alone. And on a bed of eiderdown, our love ended my solitude. Oh, Magdalena, how did you find me here? Sleeping on this cloud, far from that city crowd. Oh, Magdalena, how did you find me here? Are you my patron saint, or is this a fairy tale? Oh, my dear Maggie, how did you find me here? Oh,
Ah, bless you, my child. That's a band called Reverend Zen, who come from Katana in New York, and that track was taken from the group's 2006 debut CD and is called Magdalena. Hello again, this is Bill Everett with the June 4th update of the Underground Edition. We're live and podcasted around the world on Celtica Radio and also on The Volt Show through Radio Freeway 2. And in this week's programme, we take a look at the claim that deep in the heart of Australia, the self-proclaimed Prince Leonard of Hutt River rules over his self-proclaimed principality. Now, is it true or is it false? We'll be looking at that pretty soon. Andy John will be with us in about half an hour with another sideways swipe at life and what's in the news. Also, who said this? I'm glad the president finally found an economic development program. It's just sad that it's only in Baghdad. Who do you think said that? Plus, we've also got some great new music from, amongst others, Tyrone Marshall, Graham New and Sky Diva, Joe Hay, Waterson, Lee Phillips, Marsha Swanson, Bonebox, Michael James, and after the break, Cynic Guru.
Celtica Radio, now available on your iPod.
The fastest way to the internet.
islandwebservices.co.uk.
Island Web Services specialise in making effective and quick-loading websites for small businesses and organisations across the UK and beyond. We believe in giving everything a standard with no hidden extra costs. And you can get all this within a 12-page website from £370 sterling. Log on to find out more.
islandwebservices.co.uk.
Tonight my friends are coming over.
Bill Everett.
Cars stink. Say nothing. Pay wages.
Spider Monkey, who were fronted by former co-founder and songwriter of the Chicago band Diggable Cat, Susie Lofton. And that is her own composition, which is called California Crazy. And before Spider Monkey, well, it was bound to happen, especially when you consider that he comes from the land that gave us Bjork. Cynic Guru, whose real name is Ronald Hartwell, and he describes himself as a classical violinist with a rock and roll soul. I reckon it has to be something to do with being based in both Los Angeles and Reykjavik, and all that jet lag. The track was called Drugs, and Cynic Guru are touring the UK at the moment. Well, to be more precise, they're actually live at 93 Feet East Brick Lane in London on the 5th of June. And they also have support from a band called Dead Next Door, Elena Marsha Swanson, who we'll be hearing from in a little while, and the Telford Mining Disaster. And if you'd like to know more about Cynic Guru, then why not get in touch with their record company? And you can contact their record company at info@manilapr.com. That's info@manilapr.com. In a couple of ticks, Bone Box. That's a great name. I've got to say it again. Bone Box. And then it'll be time for this week's Urban Legend.
For sure, by golly. Take clear, Flagtown. Come on.
Celtica Radio.
You are buy yourself a nice coon hound? I got me one on the back porch. Don't do much moving, but sure makes a good doorstop.
Here is the news. War on the industry. Gallipoli Records are tired of bands being ripped off.
What?
Yes, that's right. Gallipoli wants to play fair.
Apparently, indeed they do, Mark. A spokesperson said today, the music industry needs more heavy artillery aimed, loaded, and ready to fire at the evil hordes of the pop empire.
If you are in a band and want to put yourself out to a larger audience, get in touch with us at gallipoli-records.co.uk. We want to get your band the best exposure possible, for no cost to you. That's right, no cost. Like the Volt Show, we believe that music needs to be driven, not controlled. So get involved with us. Gallipoli Records, we want to make your band known.
Thank you.
Manchester-based band Bone Box from the rainy city, Lancashire, in the United Kingdom, and Dragging Wires. Now it's time for our urban legend. And this week we look at the claim that deep in the heart of Australia, the self-proclaimed Prince Leonard of Huff River rules over his self-proclaimed principality. So let's actually take a look at this. Is it true? Is it false? Let's look at the origins. In 1994, I heard the most amazing interview on the radio. Someone was selling fake royal titles of the Principality of Hutt River Province, right under Prince Leonard's nose, too. Now, I bet you're asking yourself whether blazes is Hutt River Province, or HRP. As opposed to HRT, but that's another story altogether. Well, and more to the point, who is Prince Leonard? Well, he is an Aussie, and Hutt River Province is what he chose to call his homeland after he seceded from Australia. Some years ago, he had a disagreement with the government down under, so he declared that his land was no longer part of Australia and named himself Prince of his new country. He rules HRP along with his wife, Princess Shirley. They have their own currency, which is apparently worthless, but tourism is booming in HRP as many people stop by to visit this country within a country. Prince Leonard and his principality were in the news in 1994 because some imposter was peddling fake HRP titles through a direct mail campaign. For a mere $10, this con artist would provide anyone with documentation that proclaimed that the bearer was related to Prince Leonard and thus in the line of succession to the throne. Good scam. But more about Prince Leonard and his wacky principality now, eh? In 1989, a news article said about him, "Australians have always been known for their independent spirit, but Leonard George Casley has carried this a lot further than the government expected. It has been almost 20 years since Casley protested a government-imposed wheat quota of 1,647 bushels for his 18,500-acre Western Australia farm. When he claimed the dollar returned on such a small crop would hardly pay the interest on the loan due for his four tractors, his complaints fell on deaf ears. He then seceded from the Commonwealth of Australia and has since been ignoring every government order to cease and desist." Australian authorities made the mistake of addressing him on occasion as the administrator of his self-proclaimed Principality of Hutt River Province. It was a slip of the official pen that Casley claims is equivalent to de facto recognition. Since secession, Casley has proclaimed himself a prince. He's bestowed honours, titles and knighthoods, issued proclamations and edicts, designed a flag, printed postage stamps and issued both coins and currency that he claims to be legal tender in the principality. And believe it or not, the status to this week's urban legend is absolutely and completely true.
Sleep for me, I'm restless. Do you think that this will last? I'm dying for these feelings to make sense. Save what I have left. I always inside of this mess. Looking to me for devotion that you wouldn't give. And pulling the trigger was the only thing you ever did.
Everywhere.
Dialogue from the city of Plovdiv in Bulgaria. The band are fronted by George George and singer Playman. And that is the brand new release from them. It's called Europop. Before that, Michael James with some indie acoustic rock influenced by Duncan Sheik, The Dashboard Confessional, David Gray, Damien Rice, Coldplay and U2. And Michael comes from Denver in Colorado, and the track we heard earlier was called Lovesick. In a moment, Tyrone Marshall with Supernatural. And then it'll be time for our weekly off-the-wall look at life from that bloke on the phone.
Oh, no.
Bye! Around the world and I can't find
right away. Xena, you toured the entire universe. You know it's Cartel and Xena. Zaga now, sing Zaga Dega now.
DJ just like you.
Easily.
Being him alongside Xena. So you go.
Hi, this is Xena and I'm here with James Lewis on CelticaRadio.com.
The show is kindly broadcast onto the internet by the Radica Corporation. Visit www.radica.com for all of your web streaming needs. That's www.radica.com, helping the Volts Show take the next generation of music to the world.
There is nothing wrong with your vision.
Do not attempt to adjust your sight.
We are now controlling the transmission.
We control the bass and treble.
We can deluge you with 1,000 watts
of power, expanding one single sound of crystal clarity and beyond. We will control all that you can hear. You are about to experience
the aurora and mystery which reaches from the deepest inner mind to the outer limits of your perception.
You are about to listen to Celtica Radio.
You're listening to Celtica Radio.
Tempting fate against supernatural. When she reaches me, think she makes me feel oh so supernatural. When she reaches me, think she makes me feel oh so supernatural. She's a vivid dream brought to life, and I melt like butter under her hot when she reaches me, think she makes me feel oh so supernatural. When she reaches me, think she makes me feel oh so supernatural.
Tyrone Marshall, a Welsh-based singer-songwriter whose back catalogue stretches over 15 years, encompassing many styles, moods and topics. And you can hear him throughout the South Wales valleys. In fact, he's played at over 250 live gigs in the last 2.5 years. Actually, he follows in his father's footsteps, who is also an established artist, recording for the Philips International record label between 1971 and 1973. Tyrone has also fronted three bands of contrasting styles, collaborating with his late close friend Mark Pearson, whom he spent many years writing and performing with as third party. Sadly, Mark died from a heart-related illness in March 2005, and Tyrone, along with the remaining ex-bandmates from The Food, which was Tyrone's second band, which Mark was also briefly a part of, performed at a charity gig in Mark's memory, raising funds and awareness of heart disease. Recently, Tyrone signed a publishing deal with Croydon-based World Domination Music Limited and is confident that there's a market audience out there for his very commercial blend of pop and rock, which is in the vein of Keane, Travis, The Beatles and Crowded House. And it's been a bit of a crowded house for Andy John this week, as the builders have been in. And how is the studio construction going, Andy?
With difficulty. But I'm enjoying some television. I mean, it's upon us, isn't it? It's the World Cup, isn't it? It's here. I mean, hours of it on the box, whether we're interested or not. Really exciting programmes like Needlecraft for Beginners and Everything You Always Wanted to Know About Theories of Left-Handedness But Were Too Fond of Your Right Hand to Ask have either been taken off the air or will run late. I hate football. Mind you, I went to school in the days when you were made to play the damn game, whether you wanted to or not. It was enough to put you off it for life. I think it did. I think I'd rather watch Big Brother. On the other hand, maybe not. Paint drying is a far more scintillating prospect, even grey paint. I read this last week, you know, that Jade Goody, I've never actually known whether that's a man or a woman, finds it impossible to write his or her name sometimes. And one of the current, well, recently evicted lot, Dawn Blake, has gone on hunger strike because the producers won't give her some tapes of her antics while she was in the house. They didn't show her in a flattering light, apparently, and suggested she didn't wash. I thought none of them washed. Anyway, that is the calibre of the person you get in the Big Brother house. They deserve each other, and if you watch it, you deserve it. Back to footy. There were the good players and the absolute dunces in my games class at school. Those in the latter camp, the dunces, and I was one of them, didn't even have football boots. Well, I was never going to develop an interest in the sport, so why waste the money? And because we dunces had shoes and not boots, we had to play on another pitch away from those with boots who were presumably enthusiastic about the game and extremely skillful, and young Beckhams in the making. I once scored a goal, but it was with a loose shoe, unfortunately, that came off when I took a kick and missed it. The shoe flew off my foot. The poor lad in goal didn't know what had hit him, as it did, between the eyes. I was much more interested in science and wanted to be the invisible man when I grew up. But now, I'm sure you've heard of this, it looks as if they're going to do just that. Make an invisible man, or invisible woman, or invisible little bewildered marsupial. An invisibility cloak like that worn by Harry Potter, no less, is only 5 years ago. No, 5 years away, it was said within the past week or so. The principle, you see, is that it'll make light waves flow round an object so you can see what's at the other side of it. It's interesting, isn't it? It opens up all sorts of scenarios. I mean, if everybody had one, nobody would have to look at anybody else ever again. We could just walk around the streets and the streets would look empty and pristine as they do first thing in the morning. See a bit of litter, throw a small invisibility cloak over it. Come to think of it, though, we could all be walking around and banging into one another. In a study published in the journal Science, it was explained how this might work. Not the bumping into one another, but the cloak itself. There are apparently artificial composite materials called metamaterials that can hide a person or guide a light around an eyesore that ruins a view. Now, this got me going. Round an eyesore that ruins a view, but that's yampy, surely. You throw your cloak around the smelly gent's loo in the high street and everybody's going to crash into it, cars as well. Women are going to walk into it and find that they're in the gent's. Stop outside a shop, feeling a bit hot, take your cloak off and hang it on a bollard for a moment while you search for your spray-on deodorant, and the bollard goes invisible and everybody crashes into it. But I suppose one of these things might have its uses. At least you could avoid the cameras in the Big Brother house. You could sit on the edge of the football pitch at school and read your comic and have a smoke, unseen by the sports teacher and your enthusiastic buddies. Right, I've just won a bet with Bill that I couldn't link up the World Cup, Big Brother and Harry Potter. Easy.
About me, did you ever want to hold me in the rain? Well, baby, I was drenched already, drowning in your seas. Well, don't sail without. Quench me, don't unclench me, 'cause I can't wait till our souls go one more time around. Do you imagine crawling clear across my sand? Well, you don't have to give me an answer.
Manifestation, the underground editions today. every single night I sit and cry. Now that all my silent dreams are torn apart, but baby, don't you know I'm with you all the way? In every little special word I hear you say, 'cause I'm free, free to love again, free to do the things I wanna do.
There's a fair old mix of music in this week's programme. That's Lisa B, who was raised in New York and Northern California, with some smooth jazz, Free to Love Again. Before that, another US artist, Amy Rockman from New Jersey, with The Tropic of Cancer. Now, Amy has also performed at venues such as Brooklyn's Grand Central Bar, Bliss Cafe at Kew Gardens, the Theatre Cafe of Forest Hills, and Macor, located in New York's Upper West Side. She resides in Queens, New York, and continues to write, record, and sustain a remarkable level of intimacy with her steady growing fan base. Before I go any further, I've got to say hello to a few people, in particular Elizabeth Doyle, who is listening to us in Swindon in the UK, Angel Carrion, who is logged in San Diego in South America, and also Mark Underdown and the rest of the team, including Ross the Boss at St. Athan Aircraft Ground Support in the Vale of Glamorgan, who I understand will be listening to a podcast of this show later in the week. Now, Mark Underdown, there's a name to conjure with. A little birdie tells me that you can always spot when Mark is behind the wheel of a car. Just look for the trail of speed cameras all flashing away as he thunders past on a trajectory at 8 times the speed of sound. Apparently, that's when he's taking his time.
Hello, join me, Steve Edge, with great new and unsigned music here on CelticaRadio.com.
Ooh, I just made a video on my new Uber phone.
Really? Want a badge?
Oh?
If you feel the need to give someone a badge, then try bestbadges.co.uk. We will make a badge for anything, from aardvarks to Zimmer frames. We also do key rings, fridge magnets and makeup mirrors.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
So go on down to bestbadges.co.uk and get a quote for your badge.
Can I have one now for my phone?
No!
Oh...
Hi, this is André van Beek, coordinator of the gathering, the Battle of the Bands. Hope you've enjoyed the ride so far. Buckle down for the rest of the heat and the final on July the 22nd at Bridge End Recreation Centre. It's going to be a wild one. For more details, visit CelticaRadio/gathering or musezone.org.uk. The Gathering, the Battle of the Bands. Battle has begun. Rock on. Rock on. Rock on. Rock on.
Marsha Swanson with Sentient Stardust. Now, Marsha is a singer-songwriter from London, and her music reflects inspiration from classic singer-songwriters such as Carole King and John Martin, through to the more modern atmospheric soundscapes of Fiona Apple and Beth Orton. Marsha is currently involved in a writing project with Steve Seidnick, who is the programmer drummer to Madonna, and that's for Canadian artist Ken Ram. Now then, who said this? I'm glad the president found an economic development program. It's just sad that it's only in Baghdad. Now, who do you think said that? I'm glad the president finally found an economic development program. I'm just sad that it's only in Baghdad. I'll tell you at the end of the show.
Girl, she was my friend. There was a time she invited me in. There was a girl, she was my friend. There was a time, you know, she sucked me in. There was a girl, she was my friend. There was a time, you know, she pulled me in. A million times we tried, we couldn't resist. A million times we tried, but we still kissed. There was a girl, she was my friend. There was a time she'd wanna do it again. There was a girl, she was my friend. There was a time, you know, she sucked me in. Oh yeah. A million times we tried, we still kiss. It felt like this. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Both Steve Edge and I spend hours going through music submissions every week, and of course it's human nature that some are going to stand out more than others to us. And for me, this composition by Lee Phillips is one of them. Lee is an experienced theatre and film composer, orchestrator, with numerous credits to his name. In 1998, he became one of the youngest selling arrangers for a top publishing house, and has since gone on to produce many exciting scores for animations, short features, documentaries, theatrical productions, television promos and movie trailers. His most recent score for the urban thriller The Interrogation has just been released on CD and is available to buy and download from CD Baby, iTunes and Tower Records. And the track we heard was called Free Fall. Before that, Drew Nelson, There Was a Girl. Now, Drew Nelson is the current lead singer of the 1980s cover band Eleven. Although Eleven is becoming one of the most successful bands on the college scene today, Drew wanted to go out on a limb, as it were, and record an original record. And the track that we heard from him was taken from his album, Ambient Fixtures.
Hi, this is Jordan Thomas. Join me for 60 minutes of the best new rock music from all over the world. From the Arctic to Zimbabwe, if we think you should be hearing it, it'll be on the programme. However, we might just draw the line at Antarctica, as it's a protected wilderness still. Great music, vibes on the bands, and Ascending to Earth shortly will be the best opinions from above. Don't worry, we haven't gone totally religious on you. The VX3 spaceship is in orbit, scanning for the best bits in rock music to beam back to Earth. So join us here soon on Celtica Radio, your only digital alternative.
Voltmark Reviews, your one-stop shop for all your musical review needs. Click on the Voltmark link at thevoltshow.com. The Volt Show. Music needs to be driven, not controlled.
Traversez le 21e siècle avec nous. www.celticaradio.com.
Cool it.
We like that. Waterson and Cool Connection. Actually, his name is Colin Waterson, and he started off as a member of Matthew Bourne's groundbreaking theatre company, Adventures in Motion Pictures. He's performed in London, New York, and Los Angeles. He's got two EPs under his belt, and the first called Dirty River, which was released in 2004, and Available, which came out in 2005, which actually sold out of their limited runs rather quickly. So go and check that out. Waterson, Cool Connection. Here's Joe Hay.
Although you only break my heart again, I'm a fool.
Julia Jones, originally from Pembrokeshire, and Still a Fool. Before her, from Ballyston in Glasgow, Scotland, Joe Hay with Drop. Now then, who said this? I'm glad the president finally found an economic development program. I'm just sad that it's only in Baghdad. You want me to give you that again? I'm glad the president found an economic development program. I'm just sad that it's only in Baghdad. Now, who do you think said that? I'll tell you after Suzanne Samford, and she's next.
Join me, Fred Stacey, for The Total Edition with real-life stories, news, and great new and unsigned music here on CelticaRadio.com.
Yeah, idiot boy.
Yes, what then, man?
We're doing crap with this superhero stuff. No one's biting.
Oh, no, apart from our fleas.
Well, you know whose fault it is, don't you?
What, the fleas?
Nah. The comics. It's that bloody comic shop, that's who. All the titles under the sun. It leaves us local heroes out in the cold.
Comic shop? What, do we have a comic that we're in?
Ah, only in your dreams, son.
Oh.
For all your comics needs, visit the comic shop, 13 Shoppers Walk, Swansea City Centre. Come browse our massive range of comics and action figures. If you can't find the comic that you want, no problem, we can order it.
So, can you order ours then?
No, not you. You're too useless to have one.
Ah, bugger.
Anytime, any place, anywhere.
Ay, caramba.
Celtica Radio's on-demand programmes are available 24 hours a day.
Get cracking, we've work to do.
And unlike other radio stations, you can choose when to listen and the types of programmes you would like to hear.
I've got a song here, and I'm going to try and sing the verse of it.
Don't forget, we're a free format radio station, so if you have a favourite song you'd like to hear again, get in touch with us. Details are on the Contact Us page on our website. Celtica Radio, hot station, cool music. Celtica Radio.
Rescue me.
Suzanne Samford, You Feel Nothing. Now, Suzanne has been singing all of her life, trained by some of the best vocal coaches in Birmingham in classical music. She's developed a very powerful voice that has attracted the interest of all sorts of people in the music industry. To my ears, she has a pretty compelling sound that resembles an enticing mix similar to Natalie Merchant and Tori Amos. Okay, I asked this question a little earlier. Who said this? I'm glad the president finally found an economic development program. I'm just sad that it's only in Baghdad. Now, who do you think said that? Any idea? Well, it was John Kerry, the US Democratic politician. We're going to play out this week with Graham New and Sky Diva, who are from Sheffield, and they were originally formed as a folk duo by brothers Graham and Andy New. Various members came and went until Paul Ponder arrived on drums. The band play all their own material, and the song we're going to hear shortly is called All About Face. And that is your lot from us for tonight. Thanks very much for listening. Before we go offline, many thanks once again go out to Dave and Shell, who co-produced the Volts programmes for the network, writer and broadcaster Andrew John, and as always, Paul Rees at Radio Freeway Control. From me, Bill Everett, and the rest of the Celtica Radio team, wherever you're listening in the world, good night, good morning, good evening. And remember, music should be driven and not controlled.
Tonight. from here. But as she hits the ground,
back to the start.